Okay, my friends. So today we are going to read a story by an author and an artist. And we have read a couple of their books before. I think we did Click Clack Moo, I Love You. And I feel like we did maybe just Click Clack, one of these other ones. Well, today's story is Click Clack Peep. Now, what makes a click clack sound?
Typewriters.
What makes a peep sound?
Chick.
A chick. Mm-hmm. And when do you see chicks? Usually.
Yeah.
In the spring, right?
Yeah.
That's when you have... Yep. Mm-hmm. And so we are in the spring. We've missed Easter's. We've already passed it up, and we're getting ready to go into the summer. So we thought we better get all this, the springtime books done before the seasons change, don't you think? So today's story, Click Clack Peep by Doreen Cronin and Betsy Lewin, is read today by Mommy. And who are you? Who are you?
Chicken
nugget. I love chicken nuggets. Alrighty, get ready for some fun. Here we go. Click, clack, peep. Okay, so in the picture we see a duck.
Yeah.
Holding a
box.
A box with a pink ribbon around it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the word click, clack, peep.
Mm-hmm. Farmer Brown stuck his head out the window. The farm was too quiet. Everyone was watching the egg. Not a moo, not a click, not an oink, not a clack, not a baa, not a cluck, not a thing. Then, a crack. Which is what sound an egg would make, right? Inside the barn, everyone gathered closer. Moo. Crack. Baa. Crack. Oink. Crack. Cluck. Crack. All the animals, the cow, the sheep, the pig, the hen, they're all looking in closer to this little egg, which is cracking. Moo. Crack. Crack, oink, crack. It was? Inside the egg was a?
Baby duck!
Whoa, goodness. A baby duck, that's right. A cute little yellow fuzzy duck. Baby duck laughed. You want to do it?
Beep, beep, beep.
And laughed again. Baby duck waddled. And waddled again. Baby duck played. And played again. The animals yawned. But. And they yawned again. And the chickens sang a lullaby. But baby duck would not sleep. Yeah, this thing just keeps peeping. The cows lowered the shades, but baby duck would not sleep. Uh-huh. It just keeps peeping. The sheep knitted a blanket. Oh, maybe they used their own wool. What do you think? But baby duck would not sleep.
Peep, 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 peep.
Whoa. The chickens went outside to get some sleep. The cows went outside to get some sleep. The sheep went outside to get some sleep. The mice went outside to get some sleep. Duck took off his headphones. Uh-oh. The duck went, what's that noise? Took his headphones off. I didn't know he had them on, but I guess he did. Went over to the farmer. who is napping, because it's nighttime. And he put his headphones on the farmer. Aw, that was nice. He put baby duck into a bucket. He covered her with a blanket. He carried her outside. Oh boy, wonder what he's gonna do with her. He climbed into the tractor. He buckled up the seat belts. He backed out of the barnyard. That's because that's the beeping of the backing up sound. You know, when you back up a car and it goes beep, beep. Mm-hmm. He drove back and forth. Back and forth. Back and forth. Oh my goodness. Why? The little baby duck fell asleep there in its little bucket with its little blanket driving around in the tractor. Farmer Brown opened his eyes after a good night's sleep. Not a moo, not a cluck, not a clack, not a peep. Oh no, but what has happened? Some maniac got into his tractor and drove it all through his field, all through his fences, just knocked over his mailbox. Who was it that did that?
Me.
The duck. Maybe it's because the duck doesn't know how to drive a tractor.
No.
Oh dear. But you know what? The baby was sleepy. So at least something good happened. And not a peep, because the baby duck was fast asleep. Do you want to know something funny? A lot of people, when their children are babies, in order to get their babies to fall asleep, the people will put their baby in the car and drive around the block a few times, and the baby will fall asleep. Not you. You didn't like being in your car seat. You would just holler.
Right?
Yeah, you did. You did a lot. But that, my friends, is a very silly story for springtime. And it is also... You want to share it with me? The end.